Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the outrageous
Terry Bradstreet. Oh, okay. Yes, I'm very disturbed.
And I am Larry Swanson, your secondhand host. Is that what they call me, secondhand host?
Co-host?
Yeah.
Or sidekick?
Sidekick? That's what I am. I'm your sidekick.
You're my sidekick. Oh, boy.
So anyway, another week.
I know. Hot week. Hot streak.
Did you watch our last show?
I think so,
oh,
yes.
Oh, boring. Was it so boring? I couldn't believe it. It went on and on and on.
No, all I could see was like, oh, my gosh, Carrie, you are so fat. I look so terrible.
Oh, fat. Like, oh,
oh,
God.
My gosh. Oh, my
just,
gosh.
Oh, you wait.
I'm
just
thinking, it's the camera. It's the camera. It's not real life. So I was like, crazy.
Well,
so
see,
that
now
inspired me to starve myself, which I, it's hard for me to eat anyways. I was telling you, I think I've got a vitamin B deficiency, which I think I can get easily with my celiac because I don't absorb stuff. And so it's like my mental clarity, get tired. I got all those stupid mouth ulcers in my mouth that it's hard to talk.
Can I ask
swallow.
You a question? Would you like a violin with this or no?
Just a little tiny one.
Okay, just a tiny one.
A tiny
okay.
Violin, yes. Thank you very much.
So every week we get to hear.
I know.
It's
too like good. I got to, something's got to straighten out here, you know? It's like, no wonder.
Well, you work too hard. You work for all your relatives.
Oh,
and all
I
that.
Probably got exposed to some gluten at some point, and it probably kind of triggered my celiac to flare up or something. And
what
I'm
is a celiac? I'm sorry for my ignorance.
Celiac is an autoimmune disorder where your small intestines, the villi, they like attack your body. And so what it does is it closes off where your vitamins and everything gets absorbed into your intestines where you, that's your immune system and all that kind of stuff. And so if you're not absorbing vitamins or, you know, stuff like that, then your immune system is not good.
You know, it always interests me how people cannot believe in a greater power because just how your body...
Oh, body functions.
I mean, how can anything start from nothing to make nothing but get as technical? You know, it just doesn't make sense. It's mm-hmm. I when people say they don't believe in God, it's
or in
it's,
the healings, in the healing properties. Yeah, I went and got contacts. I was trying to fix my vision because I couldn't see anything with the readers. But now I said, just give me something.
How many fingers do I have up?
So I said, just give me contacts where it kind of can see the distance, and I'll wear readers for up close because I really couldn't see anything. I still with these contacts, I just put them in. I don't think they're adjusted. My astigmatism, I think, is really a problem. So,
I supposed to go to the doctor. I've been putting eye drops in my eye for like 3 months, and I'm supposed to go back to the eye doctor. I haven't heard back from him because of this virus. And now I don't even have any eye drops left. And so now I got a call, and I forget what the doctor's name is. But
maybe they'll just call you in a refill. They deliver pharmacies. Deliver a lot of prescriptions now too.
Oh, do they really?
Free, because of this.
Free?
Yep.
Free?
Free delivery.
That's pretty good.
Yep. And so they just expose the delivery people. I don't know how that works.
So have you been doing anything besides working at
nope.
things?
No, I know. Actually, I had a couple of commercial auditions that I had to do this weekend, which is really crazy, but I think kind of works to my advantage, where they're actually, you do a video audition at home, and then if you have a callback, then they'll do a Zoom or a Skype callback, and then if you're chosen, they're going to send the equipment so that you actually film it in your own house.
So what is it?
I don't have to go anywhere. Two different ones. They're both SAG commercials.
They're what?
SAG. So they're like
whoa.
Big commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one... Like, what's up for Lincoln?
Once for Lincoln?
Yes, that might be the one that's interesting. That might not be. That might
isn't
be
he dead now?
He is. Well, maybe it's like a memory for Lincoln or something. A memorial.
Well, you'd have to remember way back.
I kind of remember what it looks like. I've seen some photos. No, yeah. So one is like a financial institution. and Medicare. Well, the other one's Medicare. Yeah.
I got a question for you because I ask you this every week, and you tell me you're going to tell me, but then you never do, about the show that we wanted to start.
Yes.
Here's what I say to you. I say, well, have you talked to anybody about the new show? And you go, No, but not yet. And so the next week goes by. So I'm just asking,
I feel like I'm in a position where we don't know if we even have the studio available to us. So I don't want to get in.
Aren't we in a studio right now?
Yeah, but I don't know if the podcasting is different than doing the, you know, actually booking the studio and having them fully function like they used to. Didn't Tom say about they were going to wait till they had a vaccine or something?
You're going to use that excuse?
I'm going to. Otherwise, if we have a show, everybody's going to be wearing masks. So not going to know which character is which because we all have masks on. So it's like, just chill, Larry. We will figure this out, but we have to work around the stupid coronavirus.
The medicine, we're going to use that as an excuse. It's what? We started, we're still having these every week. If we can have one of these week.
Then you want a show that's nothing but people sitting in front of a microphone? That's what you want a show to be? That's kind of boring. You already said this is boring.
Well, this is pretty boring. You got to admit, come on now. I mean, we don't do any skits. We just sit here and talk about ourselves.
You want us to sit and do skits on a podcast? Well, people that are listening can't see.
Listen.
We have to then just describe what we're
doing. Oh, you know what? I never thought about that.
You just thought everybody's seeing us on camera, but, you know, there's people.
Yeah,
that,
some people just listen to it like the radio.
Yeah, because I listen to, like, the podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cincinnati. We're here to say good morning news.
And now Larry is leaning forward, and he is tickling his knee.
We have to say what we're talking about.
Yeah, so the people on the.
So if you do this, people can't just see it, can they?
No, you can see Larry is flashing a middle finger so that the people listening.
So we know what you're doing, right?
You know what you're doing, right. And so you'd think that would take us twice as long to do a show.
Well, yeah, because you got to say what's going on.
So you see, I'm just saving time.
See, I never ever paid attention to that. Does people listen to a podcast?
That's originally what podcasts were. And then they added where they were then recording them and then uploading them. So there's two different files. You can go on and just listen to our podcast.
That'd be boring anyway.
Like I said, some people just like the background.
The background
music? Yeah. I will listen. Mark's radio doesn't work in his Jeep, and I had to use his Jeep, and so I will just put a podcast.
Isn't that a new Jeep?
No, but the radio would come and go, so it's like 2008, I think, so it's old. And so I just put a podcast on my phone, so I'd have something to listen
to. Does he listen to him?
He will just play music or something, but he's fine being quiet in the car. I have to have background stuff going on.
Oh,
I just can't just be in a quiet car. It's like, frantic. So are you still unhappy with me about not getting your show together? Or can you understand why it's taking so long? I'm not going to call people and get people excited about this, and they're going to say, when are we going to start? When are we going to start? And then I'm going to say, not yet. I'm pretty cool to lose interest, so I might as well save it to when we're close to can actually do it. And say, hey, we're ready to do this.
Well, we don't know if we are ever going to be ready to do this. Then.
Exactly. See? You know, you're agreeing with me.
Well, no, I'm not agreeing with you because you say you're going to do something, and then you don't do it, and then I'm thinking you're doing it, so I don't do it, and it comes back to the same thing.
Well,
it's an excuse. That's all you give me is excuses. You don't give me anything from now on, why don't you just tell me, like, I didn't do it because, why didn't you tell me this in the first place instead of all this trying to put me off?
Or I'm just not online very much and doing other stuff that I don't think about it. And otherwise, I also don't care what you think. So.
Well, I know that by never answering your phone.
I sometimes will have to turn my mute off and because I'm waiting for a call. But otherwise, I never hear my phone.
Yeah, you never do. Or you never answer it either, one. So.
Well, it's because I don't hear it.
Yeah.
So I'm not one that carries my phone around constantly. You know.
Like, I see. Well, that's good to know.
And I don't butt dial people like some people that I know. So.
I know. It seems funny that my butt can spell better than I can, you know? It can go to the different...
No, you've butt dialed me a few times, and I'm like, oh, okay, this message is 2 minutes long, okay? And all you hear is just, like, rustling of stuff. Maybe hear, like, a radio in the background, like you're in the car or something.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, we'll just delete
this. You know, you stop and think of all the things that's happened since we've been, you know, growing up.
Oh, yeah,
The things that... And how how everything was so nothing back years ago.
Right. Simple. Everything was simple.
Everything was simple. Nowadays, I mean,
kids could be happy just playing outside, pretending with sticks and rocks and finding toads.
And a phone. I mean, a phone was in your house and you couldn't make a phone call till you got home. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
you were stranded somewhere. Somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Till someone could come find you.
And you could get lost back. Nowadays, can't use that as an excuse. I got lost. Right. You did.
Yeah, right. I know.
It's unbelievable the things that's, and being in, on the moon. You know, even a lot of people don't think we really were there, but that's something that's.
I just think of even just these big airplanes, and you know how people flying across the oceans and stuff, and these airplanes are just flying.
The Wright brothers would probably be proud, wouldn't they?
It's just like, it's crazy, huh? And I was talking to my brother, you know, he's in radio, and we were talking about, you know, him getting an antenna in his TV because he doesn't have cable or anything, and I'm just like, I don't even understand how these signals, things work, or like satellites being way up there, and they can just activate something that's in your car or everybody's car. I'm just like, this is so beyond my comprehension. I don't get it.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. Just somebody can tell you where you're gonna go or where you are.
Yeah.
And how many people are doing that at the same time?
Well, now it's getting creepy because you know you've got online. You could be like Google searching something, and next thing you know, forever you've got ads popping up. Still looking for this. Hey, an ad for whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and do you realize if you got one of those cameras that they can turn your camera on?
I put tape over mine. I'm also paranoid. But I guess they could turn it on, but they maybe could.
Yeah, but they could see. You could be getting undressed in your house.
That's why I've always put that on there, because I remember I said I used to take baths, and I'd bring in and watch Netflix and stuff. And so I'd have tape on that because I was so paranoid that someone could be watching me while I'm sitting in the bathtub.
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? I mean,
no,
I guess
we're very worried about that. So I've got a big chunk of black tape that covers it. So no one better be able to see through that.
No, but they can. It's just unbelievable what they can get away with nowadays, where they can watch your whole house.
Or they do the keystroke thing, and I'm like, come on, people! If you're that smart and got all this, why don't you use your talents for good? You know, if you're
smart,
you got to be a hacker and try to do all this illegal stuff, you know?
Well, they hacked my bank. I'm still fighting with the bank on somebody got in and took my money, and they're saying it's not their fault. I'm saying, how the heck can it be not your fault? Well, you must have given your number out to somebody.
Yeah. Well, no, if they can track where it got out or something, then they could track to somebody.
Have you been getting all those annoying phone calls? I keep getting these phone calls for insurance on my car, getting where you get not car insurance, but the fixing
warranty
of your car
thing,
warranty, and then I get one from the IRS.
Yeah,
they're
automated ones, and it's funny because they don't quite say, I'm going from the Internal Revenue, company, or something that's not quite right. You're like, you don't even know the exact terms for what you're saying, but it's an automated.
Yeah.
So they're like translating into English with something, but they don't have the proper.
Well, I bought another boat, so I was taking things out of my old boat and putting them in my new boat. And I had one of these horns where you blow it if you need help.
All right.
And I mean, it's loud. Mm-hmm. And I took that in and put it in my office. And when somebody calls me and it says scam, I pick it up and answer it, but if they start talking in a different language, that's one thing, you know, we haven't got to yet where these people are getting offended.
A war on scammers.
No, but we can't, you know how it used to be, you could say something and offend somebody and you couldn't get in any problems, but now you do if you say something. Well, I'm just wondering when that's going to happen
to the
scammers that we've offended them, where we have to apologize to them.
Well, I've had people, Lucy's done this before too, where they've just gone along with these calls knowing that they're a scam, and they're online with these people. I think there's people videotape themselves doing this, and kind of keep them on the line, like they're believing their thing, and like you got to go ID, you have to go get gift cards from Target, and so they're keeping them on the line. Here I'm at Target, you know, and they just keep leading them on, and then when they just then expose, say, I know you're a scam, whatever. These people on the other line are vicious and cuss and swear, and some of them even call these people back and harass them. They're so mad that they were scammed, you know.
Yeah, that's when you blow the horn.
I know where you live, and yeah. Right, you're over in, you know,
right.
India or someplace. So.
Yeah, you Puerto Rican hillbilly. So.
No, it's, yeah, it's usually the overseas ones.
Oh, I just said something that was bad. I'm sorry. It was just a slip of the tongue.
He doesn't mean to offend any
anybody,
hillbillies.
No hillbillies or Puerto Ricans.
So. No Beverly Hillbillies.
Or
either.
Beverly Hillbillies or, yeah. or anybody.
Yeah.
We can't offend anybody.
No. But I think we should be able to offend the offenders, like those scammers and people who call us. That's what I mean. We should be able to do that.
When it says a suddenly scammer, mm-hmm. I always answer the telephone, hello? I don't know.
Well, a lot of times then it's just a recording starts to play.
Oh, now they got
a recording
thing too, yeah.
A message.
Now they say, this is a message, a recording message or something.
Recorded message?
Yeah. And you think, well, why are you sending me a recorded message and then asking me how the day is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't make sense to me.
No.
So.
Yeah, it could be annoying. So that's why I just don't even bother, because no one calls people anymore. They text. You know, because they don't want to interrupt people. So I figure if anybody's going to call me, it's for, if it's legit, they'll just leave me a voicemail, and then I can, you know,
text
find out
them
what
back.
It's about, or text them back and say, hey, I got your voicemail.
People don't want to talk to anybody anymore.
No, so I think people don't like to interrupt other people, you know, and I don't know.
I don't know. I'd rather talk to somebody.
It used to be exciting. The phone's ringing. Who could it be? You know, now it's like, all right, who's calling me now? Why don't they just text me? Come on.
But you still got to do something. You still are going
to
be interrupted.
You have to answer it in some way, yeah.
So why can't you talk to somebody?
I don't have notifications on things either, because that would just bug me to death. If every time someone posted or messaged me on a social media or something, that I got a ding, got a message, or somebody posted something, I'd be like, are you kidding me? So I don't have those either.
Hey, you ever wonder what's happened to some of our people that we had on our show and all that?
Yeah, some of the ones that we had way at the beginning that I don't, hard to remember their names, that I just to look them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go back in the shows and watch the credits to see what their names
We've are. Had, what, about three people that's went on to be in doing not only
big stuff.
Commercials, but movies that were
sad done a
movies,
lot of other
too.
Things. Yeah, or even did, you know, theater, did, you know, commercial. Well, we had two that traveled out to move to Hollywood for a couple of years to test it out.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't like it out there. Was it worth it?
Came well, back. They came back and got married anyway. So.
Yeah, so.
Well, you knew that was about, had to have, bound to happen.
Yeah, it's when they say about, you've got like 20,000 people out there probably in your same category applying, you know, auditioning or submitting for the same roles. It's like you're a small fish in a humongous ocean, you know, where if you're here, you know, it's you're up against, you know, maybe 20 people or something, that it's not as competitive, or if you get competing with, you know, Detroit market or Chicago market, but still it's crazy to think that you can break through when agents, and that's another thing too, if you have to get an agent, and these agents, they don't want to have a ton of people that are all in the same category. They want to say, okay, this, they're looking for, you know, a middle-aged bald man around, you know, average height, da 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 da. They don't want to have five to choose from. They go, who am I gonna, you know, submit? They like to just have, you know, in each category somebody, so they can be, you know, they've got covered on all the different categories. But not
well, they're there for a while before that governor of ours cut all the funding.
Away.
We had pretty good movies coming to Grand Rapids, and we started getting people, bigger names coming to be involved in the pitch.
I know.
But then you got greedy there with what's his name?
Oh, Snyder first.
Is it Snyder
and then Granholm?
Who's the one that
Snyder cut them, I believe.
Yeah,
either cut them totally or reduce them. They slowly reduced. Right. I knew we were supposed to get a big blockbuster movie that they were going to be doing. And then I think the last one that was kind of big that got some funding
Billy
was that.
Billy Crystal on
a the Wizard, that Wizard of Oz one. I can't think of what, the prequel to Wizard of Oz or something.
The one a lot of my people were in was that one with Billy Crystal.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sitting in the stands.
Down in the Detroit. It was supposed to be about baseball.
Wasn't it a number or something, the name of the movie? Wasn't it like a number?
It was.
Like a jersey number or something?
Yeah,
16
something.
16 or something.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but I remember that one. I had lunch with Billy Crystal that day when I was down there. So
I did... when they shot Real Steel with Hugh Jackman,
they
shot that back in like 2011 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was kind of one of the bigger ones. And I had like 11 days on set being the same, basically, you know, background person, but it was supposed to be the same people, supposed to be a fight fan that's, you know, just an upscale fight fan or whatever. And you get the hair done all this time. I'm like, probably not even going to be seen in this movie. But for like 11 days, you know, I have the same outfit on and doing my hair. And I don't know if I even could find myself in that movie. It's like they put so much into even just the little details of all the people in the back to make sure, you know, it's, you know, the its continuity is right and everything. And
yeah, I know when I get with the modeling agency and the people going under my name, a lot of times I get to go to places like that, and a lot of times they'll ask me to be an extra or something like that. I don't want to be involved in that. So, To me, it just didn't seem like it'd be that much fun being in it.
No, if you're just a novice or it's just something, hey, you want to do for the heck of it and it's fun. But what it came down to is a lot of films here, they were like not paying background people.
Yeah.
And so it got to the point where people who are real actors, it's like these producers and these actors are used to not paying people. And it's like, you know what? You can't not pay your actors and things and expect them to show up. And so you'd get times where people's like, oh, we're frantically trying to get some background people, whatever. These people didn't show up. It's like, well, you're asking a dozen people to come show up early in the morning to do this, and what's their incentive to like, oh, I don't feel like going?
It was kind of
funny,
too.
There's no consequences. You know, you're not paying them or anything.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times, you know, they'll go out and film people walking and then add them to the...
But
if they're not showing their
faces. If they're not
showing
their faces, their faces out.
Right. So, but... Are you going on vacation this year at all, or?
Can't afford going on vacation. My whole life's vacation now because Mark's retired.
Oh yeah, that's true. Last year we went, and this year we were up to the island.
Mackinac Island.
We go the day after school starts.
Oh yeah, we used to do that at Cedar Point.
Yeah.
When Michigan went to where they were the one state that started school after Labor Day.
Right.
And then so all the other schools, Ohio schools and everything were back, and then we'd go Labor Day weekend, and it was just like, nobody was there. Well, people were there, but the lines were so quick.
The lines
are so much shorter, and that was great. Until then, my, you know, kids starting have to be in sports and stuff, and have to, we can't go because I got practice, and it was like, now I think to Mark, I said, you got to get your knee and everything working so we can go back to Cedar Point, because I'm a fast walker at Cedar Point. The kids would call it mommy walk.
Mommy walk?
Because I'd be ahead of everybody else. It's like, I'm just going to shoot to the next line, you know? And then you could wait, but it's just like, you're off the roller coaster, boom, you head right down, you know, fast to the next one, get in line and go on it, boom, go to the next one, try to hit every roller coaster in a day.
We saw you. Remember?
Yes,
when
we
saw
you. My kids were little.
Yeah.
So that was like, I think, like two. Ashley was like seven. So that would have been. Was it born in 94? So yeah, like 2000.
Yeah, we were staying in the park there, the campgrounds.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah, that was kind
I've
of fun.
I've never done that.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
We usually went down there and stayed at a hotel in the park, but it was fun camping out too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good times. I wonder, do those places even open now during this thing?
Some of them are, some of them aren't. Some of them open and close right away.
But you feel like if something's open, but they're only allowed to have a small capacity, are they actually losing money by being open? You know, can you run a park and you could only have one person in a seat, you know, rather than three? And well, so you're going to...
I think a lot of the places have been closing, and now that we're getting more and more growth of the virus, I think we're going to start seeing places close again. In fact, the bars are already starting to close. And now, like this weekend, a lot of people were out without masks and walking. I had a guy today. Before I came here, I was working on my boat, and he came up and parked his car and got out of the car and walked over to me and put his hand out for me to shake it.
Oh, it's like a habit, yeah.
And I just kind of went like this, like to fist bump him, you know, uh-huh. And he goes, oh, you're one of them.
And
I said, yeah, I'm one of them that's 70-some years old. You go ahead, but no, I'm not going to shake your hand, you know, so... People are just...
Yeah, maybe that's why, you know, the Asian countries for years who are ahead of us, they would just do this and not touch anybody, don't hug or anything. It would just be, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Stay far away, don't touch me. Well, you see people walking around with masks.
I think you're going to say, I think the handshake is gone. I mean, I think that's going to be part of the past. I think we'll be able to say in our lifetime, we saw the handshake go away.
Or there's going to be a lot of inventions. I'm thinking of some right now, but... for things to sanitize you, whatever, like that, I could imagine there'd be like a handshake and there's something that sits on your pocket that you just wipe like this, you know, and your hands clean, you know, instead of wiping on your pants, it's got a disinfectant or something. And so that's how people function, is can disinfect themselves really quickly on something that's attached to their clothing or something.
Dates are going to be something else I think are going to change too.
Well, you know what it's going to be? I already have online dating, but it's just going to stay online. They're just going to date via Skype and via Zoom conferencing and stuff. And then it's going to be, all right, now it's been 3 years. I know I've seen you and heard you, but we never actually even, touched each other in real life. Do we do this? You know?
They've already made that into a scam, too. Women and that getting thousands and thousands of dollars.
You talked about fixing my brother up or something. And I said, I've got all these other friends that I always say, hey, do you know, you have any single women, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, no, my brother's first in line if there's any of them. And these single guys, and they're, bless their heart, but they're so, I don't know if it's just lonely or they will get, you know, messages or friend requests from a 25-year-old that looks like a model and posing and all this provocative stuff, and they really believe that this person is messaging them and talking to them and it's their girlfriend. It's like, really? You're 50 and she's 26. You really think that this woman is really interested in you? And then I'll say, have you sent her any money? Well, yeah, right there. Do not ever, ever, ever send somebody money. Chances are it's some little nerd in India in his basement that's, you know, playing these people and suckering people out of their money. And it's, there's been shows on Dr. Phil with that. And these people have given their life savings. And their family is just like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
He loves me. It's not even a he, it's a she.
They'll send a private detective out to these addresses and they'll show them, this is not real, but yes, it is. And they'll find the person's picture that's the real person, that's have them on the show and meet them. And it's like, they can't crack their skull. And like, they wanted it to be real. And they were so locked into this fantasy world that's like, they don't want to believe that it's not true, or they're then so embarrassed to admit that it was, that they were, you know, bamboozled or whatever. And it's like, just anytime anybody asks you for money, regardless, do not ever send anybody money whatsoever.
Right.
No. I was just saying, if anybody would ask me, there'd be some years ago that would be more like they were either poor or being like in a missionary thing somewhere and needed some help. And well, I can direct you to some places where you can get help. No. And then they start turning down that kind of stuff. And you're like, no, you're not legit. No. And I would say, I don't have any money to send you. Sorry, I don't have any money. Can't get money out of someone who doesn't have money.
Yeah, but there's some of these people send thousands and thousands of dollars.
I know, that's what I mean. It's the ones that get sucked into this. And
yeah, believe it so much.
Gullible, yeah.
Well, and they talk like they've seen him and they know him. And
I think they're their fiancé or something even. And yeah. Like, oh, you guys, no, don't.
There was one girl on that was on, what do they call that, where they catch the people?
Oh, yeah, Catch a Predator on one of those shows.
Well, this one woman was sending out to men and women, and she got confused and sent the other one, and she got caught that way.
Catfish?
Catfish, that's what I was thinking of. But, you know, and the people went to the door and knocked on the door.
Yeah, that became a thing now, so that they kind of awoken people to the fact that, am I being catfished? You know, they look too good to be true.
Yeah.
How come when I ever ask to come visit you know, you're gone, or you have a flat tire, or your grandma's sick or whatever, and you never can make the real connections?
Yeah. It's like, but they still believe in it. You know?
I know. Hopefully a lot of that has changed now.
It has?
And there's not, well, I'm hoping that, I mean, it's been exposed so many times. Even have movies about it, you know, and so you would think that they would err on the side of caution, you know, thinking, would this person really be interested in me or someone that they've never seen? I mean, for what they know, that I could be some creepy predator child pedophile or something. And so you're thinking, why would they be connecting with someone that they don't really know? And then want to have a relationship, and then want me to send them money to. No, that's not how it works. It's not some young, you know, pretty wannabe model that's messaging you. Her pictures were stolen.
So has anybody told you here at the station if they're going to open the station back up to
No, they said it wasn't going to be till probably they get a vaccine.
Till they get a vaccine?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh, by the way. That was supposed to be an improv argument between me and Larry. We really weren't. I wasn't really that rude to him. We were supposed to say, scene.
Yeah,
she's, that make me look like the bad guy.
She can't even be a bad person to be acting bad. She's just, well, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I mean, we sat here for 20 minutes talking about it, and she comes up with the worst thing ever is just kind of shook her head a little bit, and that was her... You just
Larry,
can't be
just
mean
cool
to
it.
People.
Cool it. Yeah. That was my answer. No, but I used to do that to my kids, and they remember this. Oh, yeah, Mom. I would pretend that I was be mad about something, and I would just go off, and then I would stop, and I was like, oh, I was just acting. And I would do that to them all the time, and just kind of practicing my acting to do something, and I would just be on their case or whatever, and then I'd say, just kidding.
Acting. You did that?
Yeah. So my kids got kind of used to it. Are you serious, Mom? Are you really bad at us? Are you just pretending?
So tell us about your acting career so far. Have you did anything lately? Any new commercials?
Just auditions. I did that one that was in Kalamazoo a few weeks ago. That was like the first time since they started after the corona thing, which I was playing somebody who was getting back to work as a surgeon because of the coronavirus. There just isn't a lot, or they have you film from your own home, or they're getting real people castings, which is, we want a real family, or we want real this, you know, because the COVID thing, you know, it's got to be, you know, somebody that you're living with, blah, 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 blah. So we will see. The one that I auditioned for that will be in Detroit area, they just say that, you know, the crew and everybody will be, you know, COVID compliant, they'll have masks on, there won't be a large crew, blah, blah, blah. So they're all trying to have some kind of standard so that people aren't worried, but it just really changes the whole way that they do stuff.
Have you noticed the type of commercials that's been coming out, though? I mean, they're gross, they're ridiculous. Unbelievable. Oh, from anywhere to...
Like local commercials?
Yeah, local commercials. Yeah.
Well, I don't... I watch commercial-free things, like Hulu and Netflix. So I don't see a lot of commercials, so...
No kidding.
Yeah. So I pay a little extra to have no commercials. So what kind of commercials are just so bad? Just they're bad that they're tacky?
Oh, I mean, the things that they're... talking about your body parts and...
Oh, and everything. Like wiping your bum with Sherman.
Oh, well, that's kind of... yeah, too, you know. I'll pick it up. I'm not going to pick it up. Well, I'll pick it up. I mean, stupid things like that.
I know. That's
and then
funny.
Some of the...
But then there's some radio commercials that I just love, and I think it's Progressive, where this guy talks about... All right, so now you're finally an adult, and now you could start to be like your parents. And he talks about, then you're going to want, you're mowing your lawn, and you're telling your neighbors, you know, not to walk on your lawn. And then you're, and those are hysterical. I love those, about someone becoming an adult. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's me. Uh-huh, that's me. Or that was my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, having something in the freezer for 8 years you forgot about and things like that. I like those. I like the humorous ones.
I like funny commercials, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not so much.
Or dog commercials.
Not so much when they have the disclaimers at the end. May cause this, and this. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather have those itchy eyes having to, you know, throw up and have hallucinations and skin rash, you know.
Oh, yeah, they give the what it's going to do to you know, it's unbelievable how it tells you, you may die if you take this or...
It was funny. I used to laugh when they'd say, if you or someone you've known has died from such and such a thing. And now they've changed it, I think, because people are like, oh, yeah, the dead are going to then contact you, right? That now they just say, if a family member... You know, or someone you know or a family member has, you know, died because of this, or mesothelioma or whatever, you know, they may be entitled to a huge settlement.
Really?
I know. I get those sometimes too. Those, what do you call them? The lawsuits with a whole group of law people. Why can't I think of it?
Hey, we had a couple, one time we had a couple guests, but. Can we still have guests?
You're not even paying attention to me. He's thinking about how can I make this show better because this is really boring. No,
no
I said
I'm
we
not
can have people. We can have people as a guest. You know, we can throw another, throw a chair in here.
Well, yeah, I mean,
people.
Like well, we had.
We had DJ. We had that guy from Lansing about the Most Wanted thing. We had Sophia. We had Randy. So we've had people on before.
Yeah, I just yeah.
Only thing was like with Brandy is he was more like the visuals, props and stuff. So people listening wouldn't necessarily see what he was doing.
Right. In fact, I forgot that we even do.
Yeah,
that.
He did the stuff with everything was the orange warning. He was talking about you orange balls or something.
Yeah.
Like, and he kind of took that to the extreme when you talked about having your orange balls.
Yeah, that was.
So he doesn't have orange balls really. He was talking about little balls on the top of antennas. Find your car in the snow or something. Well,
that's right. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
now we needed to find your car. It's I don't know. It's every car kind of looks like mine, but it's so hot and you're walking in and out of store, you forget where you're parking because you just want to get into the air conditioning and then you're walking out. Oh my gosh. I cannot find my car. You're walking all over and then someone has said, you know, just use your. A little alarm thing on there.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. to find
really?
Yeah.
You never thought of that?
I've never pushed that button. That's a car alarm button. I did it once on accident but I was in the car.
See, then would be funny things like you walk out and you can't find your car and you push the button and then all of a sudden your car blows up. To me would be a funny...
Hilarious.
No, that would
My
be...
insurance won't go up at all.
No.
Yeah, our insurance is supposed to
go down
if you chose to have lesser coverage. I guess
right.
Some people can still have the lifetime forever medical coverage or whatever it was, but it'll be nice not to have the highest premiums in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how they got that. Well, a governor that signed a bill.
I don't know if it has to do with the medical lobby or whatever that wanted to be able to, because when you're getting money from an insurance company, I mean, they'd know, we could charge them whatever and they're going to be paying it, rather than if it's an individual trying to come up out of pocket money, or they're out of money. You know, this was a good deal. You know, they could lifetime, you know, someone, they could just be, you know, getting money forever from an injury for somebody. So there's really no incentive to
no fault. And then people just, the only people who could sue each other was the insurance companies. So.
Well, yeah, and that would happen. Your car gets hit in the street. All right. Well, you'd still have your stupid deductible. It's like, that's not fair. You know, unless you could, you know, prove that it was, you know, like a hit and run or something, or they try to go after the other person for the claims, and you might still have your deductible. It's like, well, how can there be no fault when somebody ran a red light and hit me?
Yeah, that's,
you know, it's, well, yeah, there's somebody at fault.
It's somebody that got into the politician's pocket, yeah, and got it. So,
or
that
people that are driving without insurance, they're the ones that are going to hit and run.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to be in trouble if they don't have insurance, or they can't, or they're going to be responsible to pay out of pocket and then be fined or ticketed for not driving with insurance.
My son was driving his motorcycle, and a lady pulled out in front of him and hit him. She had no insurance whatsoever. The insurance company paid off his bike, but didn't give him, he didn't get a new one.
Oh, okay.
And I just don't think that's right. I mean,
yeah, you have to pay extra, I think, in a lot of these insurance policies, that it's the replacement, not just the, you know, recouping the value that
right.
you had. Because, yeah, if you had a really nice, if you had a nice motorcycle and you've had it for 3 years and now a new one, to replace that one now is, you know, like $8,000 more. You don't have that extra, they don't give you that extra $8,000 to get what you lost. You have
right.
to get, find something that you could, in today's market, with the money that you spent in the past market. So.
Yeah.
And they do that for like homeowners too, where you can have it where it's goes with inflation, it goes with the market value. So if your house is worth a whole lot more when it burns down than when insured it, that you can replace it, not just, I built that house in 74. To build that house now would be like three times as much. You know?
Yeah, people forget about that too. Mm-hmm. And you know, the insurance companies make out like a bandit, mm-hmm. like with that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or you only paid for your property once, you know, that's part of the value. Some people think that they have to spend all that. No, the value of your property is still there. It's just the structure that you have to you know, build and pay
right.
for. So, yeah.
Yeah, they people don't realize some of the things that happened in that time. But.
I know. And insurance companies are always erring on the side of declined. My husband is sure, because he was going through this with his workers' comp stuff for his knees and shoulder. They would never return calls. They would send, you know, stuff in the mail that he'd have to return. He would do all this, you know, fax stuff, blah, blah. He would do everything. And he'd still come back, you know, this is not approved, blah, 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 blah. He got to the point where he was calling everybody. He was sending pictures of his knee, you know, saying, yes, the doctor did say I can't go back to work right now because I just had, you know, a knee replacement. And he had ended up going to his employer and having their HR people try to do something too. But it's like their first response is, nope, we're not going to pay it.
Right.
And I think they think that if they do that long enough, people are going to say, forget it. I'm better now. I'll go back to work. You know.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yay, we didn't have to pay that claim.
Yeah, and
crazy.
Insurance companies have always been that way. You know,
I know.
You know, even no matter what happens.
Oh, this week we had got something. I need to get more life insurance on Mark, since now that you know, he's not working and if something were to happen to him. But we had a policy, it must be 20 years ago, because it said you had a policy, it's like $175,000, that was 20 years ago, and it has now been the 20 years. You have the option to renew that, and it was like $583 a month. I'm like, what? Or, you know, you can call and see, you know, get something with a lesser amount. You're telling me what we were paying $30 a month for, now it's going to cost $580. Who would pay $583 for a $175,000 house? No, we're not going to do that. We'll find something else. We'll call Progressive or one of those places and see who can.
Well, I had a
Big Lou or whatever.
I had an insurance, a life insurance policy that I paid and paid, and I probably paid it for 20 years, and now it went up.
Well, now they're thinking, oh, now they're closer to dying. It's been 20 years. The odds of us having to pay out now are greater.
Oh, yeah.
But shoot, you had my money for 20 years.
Yeah.
Invest it.
See, I thought that was, I thought that's the kind of interest.
Oh, that you had one that builds.
That once you paid.
Cash, it has a cash value.
Yeah. No cash value. And so then they said I could sell it. Then I get it. I do all this work to sell it. And then they said, no, we're not going to buy it now after all this.
Got to wait till you're dead. Your wife can't.
Yeah, it just irritated me. But you can still pay on it, you know. And the money, I mean, it was like $500,000 policy was almost a $500 a year you had to pay.
Just right.
To, I mean, they
we
really.
Had, yes, we had that happen with a death where a policy ended up where it. You didn't. You thought you had life insurance, but it ended up it wasn't being paid. No one knew about it, and so it just ended up being taking all the money out of it, paying for the premiums over 20 years. And like, oh, so there was no money there because nobody really knew that there was a insurance out there, and it just kind of just sucked all the premiums with nobody paying the premiums on it and just using the value of it to suck away the.
Yeah, that's a shame that we got to be. That so
I know.
So about these masks I got in my hand, are you wearing a mask when you go into stores?
If they say it's required, I do.
If they don't, you don't?
Well, I depend. First of all, I kind of go in, I'll kind of look around. If a lot of people aren't wearing it, then I guess I don't need to wear this, and I'll not wear it because it's annoying, especially since I have to like put my reader glasses on to see stuff, and then they just kind of steam up and annoying. Or then I'll just kind of cheat and just kind of let my nose, you know, breathe a little bit. And if I see somebody, I'll just kind of
put it back up
a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They say that's going to be a future thing. When you go to stores, you're going to have a mask on. Do you believe that?
Yeah. I don't know what to believe about masks, because then you have people talking about how they're are worse for you than not having a mask, or they don't, you know, block the little particles and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if it's really good to have a mask or not to have a mask, or just do the distancing. I don't know. So I'll just kind of go with the flow for now and
just stay home.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it.
That's what they keep telling you. The safest thing for you to do
is just
stay home.
But if you can't,
wear
a mask.
Yeah, what? Everybody gonna stay home? Everybody can't stay home.
No,
you know,
they can't.
The world has to go on. I kind of liked it, though, at the beginning when everybody was staying home. I was driving back and forth to my brother's house. And, you know, I was staying home, but it was his home. Nobody was there. There was nobody on the highways and stuff. It was so nice.
Yeah.
And then when it started back, it's like, oh, man. And then they started opening all this construction work. So you had cars and construction. I'm like, I liked it better when it was open road, although you'd have stupid people like flying 100 miles down the highway. Excuse me? You can't just speed just because of open roads. I mean, there would be people like just going fast because the roads are open.
You weren't supposed to go fast?
No, you're not supposed to go 100 anywhere, are you?
It feels good, though. It gets you there faster. There's no cops on the road, so you get to go.
Even now, still, there'll be... I mean, you'd be going, I'm like, oh, going 80, I'll kind of take it back a little bit. You know, I'm trying to stay with traffic, and you have cars passing.
Isn't it, like, you could be going 85 and people will pass you.
How can they just pass me that fast? They have to be going so much faster than me to pass me. Because I know
there's
times
out there
where
going
it takes me a while to go past somebody who's kind of similar in speed to me.
I'll be getting dareful, and I'll go from the 85, and somebody will just go by me. You know they're going over 100 miles an hour, you know.
It's crazy. And it's because you don't realize how fast you're going. In your car, you feel like you're still. But if you're standing at a sidewalk or crosswalk and a car goes past you, you're like, whoa, they're going fast. They might be going 50, but you're thinking, wow, can you imagine stepping in front of something like that and getting hit? So you're going so much faster than you realize when you're driving. That motorcycles understand it because they can feel how fast.
Do you think the police are losing money from giving tickets, not giving tickets out that much?
Oh, I don't know. Is that the issue then?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Over? I don't know.
They're trying to fire police departments. That's what I said. I can't believe these. I think I woke up one day and I got into a different time zone or something. It just didn't make sense.
You're gonna have all these, you know, these social workers, or whatever, trying to negotiate with criminals and stuff. What are the criminals gonna do? Punch you out and like, you know, I don't have to listen to you. It's you have the authority.
Oh, it's asinine. I mean, we went to a. Hurting somebody's feelings is more, it's just, if you hurt somebody's feeling, that's worse than if you robbed a bank, it seems like, you know.
Yeah, so. I think if somebody did something illegal, even if it, you know, a policeman did something, you know, grossly negligent, or, you know, like this, you know, George Floyd thing where it was outright murder, yeah, but you don't condemn the whole police, you know, population in the country and think they're all bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do when there's nobody you can call for help? Or your guns are taken away and you can't protect yourself in your home? You know, people don't think beyond, you know, the moment. So we'll see what happens when this vaccine comes out. See what the world is like by then. Because it's a lot different.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot different.
Yeah. But, well, you want to close for today? I have to go back to Menards again. I always wait. So I got to go to Menards. I'll wait till after our show. I'm almost done, and I ran out of stain.
You know, we still haven't got our wood for our deck that we ordered.
That was it, too. Yeah, the stores don't have them. I've got a couple of planks I wanted to replace, and a lot of these places don't.
Well, they got my money, but I sure don't have my wood.
So I'm just thinking, you know what? Maybe I won't replace it, and I'll just kind of wait.
I'm taking the old and I'm going to put it as a flooring for another barn for out and back and just put up aluminum sides. People don't realize that you can use aluminum 2x4s and they're lighter and they're less expensive and easy to use. And there's a screw them in, you know.
Right.
They're not heavy.
Yeah, you used to do docks and stuff. Some people do like docks and stuff like that. Well, very good.
Well, it's enjoyable coming to sit here and listen to you though, because. The things that you get yourself into when you were doing your home.
Oh, I know. I reminded Mark. I said, when we started, I was spraying. I remember when I got this in my eye last year and got it like bleached and stuff.
And then,
in my
your
eye.
Brother and all that. So.
Yeah, and actually, now I feel kind of worried because when I saw him 4th of July, he mentioned something about, I can do commercials for you. Sometimes he needs female voices because he does. All the commercials are him. He says, I can't be on, you know, competitor stuff, you know, hear myself all the time. I said, yeah, I can do those for you. And he says, yeah, I know you can. I've heard recently one of your podcasts. And then you were talking about your brother. Oh, what was the one that he listened to that I was talking about? Was it the one I said, he's not really a hoarder. But, no. Yeah. No, but
gotta watch what you're saying.
I know. I was gonna say
this stuff can come back to bite you in the butt. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. So
I asked my wife. I said, "Have you listened to any of our podcasts?" Well, I've listened to Carrie a few times, but not you.
How does that happen? Does she push the mute when you come?
Well, no, she pays attention to you, but not me.
Oh.
Like she does at home. She doesn't pay attention to me.
Yeah, look how fat she is. I don't have nothing to worry about.
Who?
Me. No, that's what Sandra's saying. She's watching me thinking, oh, look how fat she is.
What did she say one day? I forget what she said one day. It was kind of funny, though. So.
Oh, was it insulting about me?
No, it wasn't insulting at all. It was, in fact, it was kind of funny. It was cute.
Is Carrie going to come over and float in our pool while I'm at work?
No, she don't care. She takes you as like...
Yeah, sister.
You're around all the time, you know.
So. Yeah. I figure anybody who can put up with Larry for 40 some years is.
It's unbelievable.
She's got to be an angel, a sweetheart.
An angel from heaven. Yeah, she is. So. Yep.
Yeah. So you can't have any.
I'm lucky to have my wife. I really am. Yeah, you know. She's a sweetheart.
You really are, Larry. Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't have her, I don't think you would find anybody else. You'd be one of those guys that are saying, do you know any single women you could fix me up with?
Yeah.
Said, no, go online. There's some beautiful 26-year-olds that'll. Oh, they'll be your friend and your fiance.
Oh, that's another thing on your computer nowadays. You just pull it up and you have porn. You don't need to get.
Oh, I don't get porn. I was going to say, you get up, you could just pay people money just from your Facebook. I mean, that's dangerous. You accidentally push to pay somebody, send somebody money.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, then
where's that button come from?
And then they can take money after that, too. So,
yeah
I watch myself on that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Little Larry.
Well, are we going to be back next week, I hope?
Totally up to you.
No, it's totally up to you. It's I'm here all the time.
Well, if you're going to be here, then I will be here.
I will be here.
Unless there's something. I can't be here because I've got booked for something. Or
we should try and get somebody from our old show.
Well, then do we have to be spaced apart, though, for the COVID thing?
Well, I don't know.
We'll have to ask them. The middle person have to have a mask and we don't?
There you go.
So. We'll see what the protocol is. So if I lick this microphone, then they'll be, oh my gosh, I got to disinfect all this stuff.
Yeah, did they? Hey! Yeah.
I'm sure that's the protocol. I have to disinfect everything, which is a pain. But anyways, well, thank you for watching. I don't know which camera is this.
Listening.
Yeah. And Larry didn't even say anything. I was trying to find one of my sundresses or something so I would be somewhat kind of dressed up but cool and comfortable. I could not find one. This was the closest thing I had to kind of like a dress. Because my hair was still up. I had hair up all yesterday. This is what I looked like when I got up. So I just left it.
I couldn't believe the muscles you have in your legs.
I have muscles. I have muscles in my arms.
Yeah, well, that's. You should see her husband, though. Her husband.
I'm even getting some triceps now.
You always say sir to him, just in case you don't want to make him mad, trust me.
Right? Yeah, that's funny.
He's a good guy, though. He really is.
So. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say Merry Christmas. That's almost saying goodnight.
Yeah, this, yeah. So well, hopefully we see everybody. What's the today is the 6th? It would be like the 13th, July 13th. Yeah, I think I'm free unless I get booked one of these jobs.
Yeah, right. So,
good. Cross my fingers.
Well, you want one of the jobs?
I need to work.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and if I can work from home, Mark, you could be the camera person. They send you the mic and all this kind
there
of stuff,
go.
And you're supposed to be.
Well, she's done. You've done a lot of
so that
commercials.
Means,
so I think you should get them.
Yeah.
And you're still beautiful
well, no,
as you
but
were.
But I mean, like I said, there's got hundreds of people going for the same
yeah,
job.
But you
and,
know,
and the client may have something in mind or they see something, you know, in somebody else. That's what I was looking for. So you can't take it personal. I mean, the fact that you get an audition means you already broke through, you know, hundreds of people just to get an audition.
Right.
You know, so you figure, well, okay, they like something about me here. But they, you know, they want to then see more, you know, and other people see more of which one kind of fits their brand or whatever they're doing.
Right.
So, yeah. So we will see. Can I be a Medicare spokesperson?
Medicare spokesperson?
That was one of the auditions for
it. Oh, was it?
Yeah. Do you need Medicare? Do you know about Medigap insurance?
No, tell me about it. Okay, well, I'm saying goodbye for the last time.
Yeah, we said goodbye 100 times. So.
Adios, amigos.
Yes. See you next week.